Hi everyone, this is Benevolent Heretic with a BelowTopSecret.com podcast. In response to Calafadia, all upset about people hating his music. As I listen to your podcast, something occurs to me, and that is, when something like this happens in my life, I look at it as an opportunity for my own personal growth. And I'm telling you, let's see, how can I say this? I'm in my 40s, and I've done a lot of personal study and personal growth, so you should listen to me. There, that's a good way of saying it. The thing is, you can't control what other people think or what other people say, even in your presence. People are going to say things that you don't like. The only thing that you can control is your response to that. And you have a wonderful opportunity here to do something really cool with yourself, to make yourself a better person. Or you can, you know, crab about how other people are acting and how other people are saying these things and that things, and you want them to treat your music with respect and stuff like that. And, you know, you can do all that, but that's not going to happen. Let me tell you, in life experience, people are always going to crab on things. So whenever your feelings depend on something someone else does, that is an opportunity for personal growth for you. You can't fight for your music. You can't fight to make them respect your music. You can't fight to make them shut up. In reality, they have the right to say whatever they want, and they have a right to their opinion. You have an open mind about music, but to expect other people to also have an open mind about it is just going to lead you to disappointment. Because not all people think the same way about music as you do, or the same way about anything. That's what makes you unique. And you can look at yourself as being open-minded, and, you know, hitting a pan with a wooden spoon is considered music. And it's all a matter of taste. So, you know, unfortunately, people have the idea that they have to convince other people to agree with them, and then they feel right. Then they feel good about themselves. So maybe what you're coming up against is other people trying to convince you that you are wrong because they, in their choices, need to feel more right. Surely you have heard that people who put things down or put other people down are many times people who don't feel that great about themselves. And I'm not saying this is the case with the people you're talking to, but if you take 100% responsibility for how you feel, then nobody can make you feel anyway. Don't defend your music. You don't need to do that. You love it. You don't need to have other people respect it. You like it. I don't know if I'm getting my point across here, but the main thing I want to say is when I come across somebody, you know, and I feel like somebody's pissing me off, I now see it, after many years of having going through this cycle, I now see it as an opportunity for me to take charge of my feelings, to be responsible for my own feelings, and have some personal growth. And I just realize what they do does not determine how I feel. If I let what they do determine how I feel, I'm giving them responsibility and power for my feelings. And it's really kind of a simple concept. Take back the power and the responsibility for your own feelings, and you'll be a happy camper. You can love your music. You don't need anybody else to agree with you. Not one person. Although, you know you have plenty. You don't need anybody to respect your music. You have plenty of people that respect your music. I'm with you. Music is music. Music is like beauty. Music is in the ear of the beholder. Okay? But the main point that I wanted to make was that anytime your feelings are dependent upon what someone else says or does, you have the opportunity for personal growth, because you are responsible for your feelings. This anger you're feeling and all that other stuff is yours. It doesn't belong to anybody else. It's not because of anybody else. There's a way for you to turn things around in your head so that it doesn't bother you at all when somebody says that. And I know I come across as preachy, and I'm sorry about that. It's me. It's the way I am. I preach. And, you know, you can disregard it, and I'll never hold it against you at all. But it's just what occurred to me while listening to your podcast. Alrighty? I hope I didn't bore anybody out there. Thanks for listening.